SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Ang pinakamalaking Royal Commission sa kasaysayan ng Australia at isa sa mga pinakamalawak na publikong pagsisiyasat sa institusyonal na abuso sa mga bata ay nagtapos kamakailan. Umaasa ang mga naligtas na ang 5 taong pagsisiyasat ay tutungo sa isang pagtatapos kahit na ang mga pisikal at psikolohikal na pilat ay mananatili. Narito ang ulat ni Kirsty Johnson at Hannah Sinclair na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Umabot ng mahigit kalahati ng isang siglo para kay Cheryl Brilli upang pag-usapan ang kanyang kamuspusan dahil sa pagkabalisa at post-traumatic stress. Sa maagang taon ng 1960, tinanggal siya ng otoridad mula sa isang abusadong pamilya at inilagay sa pangangalaga ng Burnside Presbyterian Homes for Children sa Parramatta, Sydney. Ngunit sa kanyang pagbabalik-tanaw, napunta siya sa mas malalang abuso pagkatapos mailipat.
And then just told me to take all my clothes off and then go in the shower and turn around and then just started whipping. Until I felt this burning that I couldn't hold on anymore and I just fell to the floor.
Dagdag ni Cheryl, ang mga bata sa Burnside ay tinrato na parang bilanggo at kinokontrol ng abuso at takot. Ang mga pinaghihinalaang paglabag ay tinuring ng masama ayon sa kanya, tulad ng panahong sinabi niya sa tagapamahala na hindi niya gusto ang pagkain.
And then she just went in a roar of anger and said, "How dare you?" And just grabbed the spoon and just shoved the spoon into my mouth. Until the plate was finished, until I was gasping for air, I couldn't even breathe. That's how thick this porridge was. She just kept pushing in until I ended up just vomiting all over the table. I don't know if I got it on her or whatever, but I think I must have, because then she went into this rage of anger and just grabbed hold of me and pushed my head into the porridge on the table.
Sa loob ng 5 taon, ang Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Abuse ay nakapag-imbestiga ng 116 na institusyon. Kabilang na dito ang mga bahay ampunan, paaralan, simbahan, parokya at mga grupo tulad ng scouts at mga organisadong sports. Halos 8,000 tao, kabilang si Cheryl Brilli, ang nagbahagi ng kanilang kwento sa mga pribadong sesyon. At 1,300 saksi ang nagbigay ng ebidensya sa halos 60 publikong pagdinig. Kabilang ang profesor ng Universidad ng Sydney Law School sa Social Legal Research and Policy na si Judy Cashmore sa pag-aaral kasama ang komisyon. Aniya, nang magsimula ang pagdinig noong 2013, ang sukatan ng abuso ay hindi pa gaanong maliwanag.
I'm surprised at the stamina too of the commissioners. And the number of people who came forward, and particularly men and older men who came forward to tell their stories after, for some of them decades, some of whom had not told anyone before. So it gives us a little bit of an insight into the prevalence. We know that many people don't tell anyone. So what we're seeing is what's being reported and people coming forward. What we don't know is the people out there who haven't told and don't intend to tell.
Nagbigay din ng ebidensya sa isang pribadong sesyon ang isang nakaligtas mula sa New South Wales na si Daryl Higgins, na regular na gumagamit ng Social Support Service Forgotten Australians. Sabi niya, minumulto pa rin siya ng mga araw na kinuha siya ng katolikong simbahan sa kanyang pag-uwi sa bahay mula sa isang laro ng street cricket.
We were playing cricket and came in for lunch and there was a truck pulled up outside the house. There were 2 nuns, 3 policemen in uniform. They picked up me and my 2 brothers, put on the back of the truck and taken up to Kingumba, which is on the Central Coast. It was basically on my 4th birthday. Yeah. I will never forget that.
Dagdag ni Daryl, ang pagganta ay nakakatulong sa kanyang harapin ang mga pisikal at mental na nakaraan simula ng 4 na taong gulang. Pahayag din niya, inabuso siya ng isang pari at iniwan ng kumukop na pamilya, ngunit na kaya niyang baguhin ang takbo ng kanyang buhay.
One of our friends said once, and I did know that he knew about my past, and he must have known because he said, you've done well, you're a survivor. And I thought, oh, yes, I guess I am actually, yeah. So I think what's happened that period of time is a realisation that the authorities, the government, even docs and things like that got no idea what we went through. And I don't think they want to know. They just don't want to know. Just push it aside and wait for the next election. We'll get elected again. That's anything they're interested in. Yeah.
Sabi din niya, mapanuri siya tungkol sa kung mayroong politikal na kaluobang mag-uudyok ng pagbabago pagkatapos ng Royal Commission. Dagdag niya, umaasa siyang magbibigay ito sa kanya at sa libu-libong nakaligtas ng pagtatapos pagkatapos ng mga dekadang trauma. Sa Universidad ng Sydney, sinabi ni Professor Cashmore, ang rekomendasyon ay kinakailangang matutukan ng may substansyal na pagbabago sa kultura.
I'd like to see some real changes in the way the criminal justice system deals with these matters, and particularly how a culture, and particularly the cultural change in some institutions, and we're yet to see that in a significant change in some of those institutions.